Cyclists. Your advice to cyclists. Now, you're fired up about cyclists.
No, no.
9-6-900-6-9-3, 13-13-32. He's after him.
No, no, I'm not. I was pulled up the other day at 9 o'clock going past the MCG, Brunton Avenue, for a breathalyzer test.
9 a.m.
A.m. And as I can report, absolutely clear as you would expect. I have no criticism of being pulled up. The young policeman was very polite, etc., etc. As I was being breathalyzed, a number of bicycles went past. And I asked myself the question, I wonder, given the increasing number of cyclists on the road, whether cyclists are breathalyzed. Because if they're going to use our roads, it's my view, having seen a cyclist the other day go through a red light, it's my view that cyclists should abide by the same rules, the same laws that we as motorists do. And do you know, I think the answer is no. They cannot be breathalyzed. I'm not saying they should be registered. I don't want registration.
No.
But I think they should have the same rules that apply to us should be applied to them.
Cyclists or police, can anybody tell me, can or is a cyclist breathalyzed if they're going through a booze bus? If you're going through a booze bus on a bike, can you or would you be breathalyzed? Might be a police officer knows, might be a cyclist knows. 9-6-900-6-9-3-13-13-32. I think it is certainly illegal to be riding a bike when under the influence.
Yes, I think there is
but
some...
What do? They, if you haven't got a license.
But you cannot... as I understand it, the law does not allow the police to breathalyze cyclists. Now, this isn't a campaign against cyclists. This is just a campaign against equity on our roads, because I've seen some... You know, I live in fear now. When you stop, you look. When you open your door, you always check whether someone's coming around you, etc., etc. There are more and more of them. I think that's a good idea because our roads are more cluttered, so I'm in favour of giving cyclists a priority. But if we are going to support their cause, support their right on the roads, then they've got to abide by the same rules that we do.
Should cyclists be breath tested? Should they be subjected to random breath tests? I've never seen one happen. 9-6-900-6-9-3-13-13-32.
I'd like 32. A policeman or someone to tell us what the law is, if we can, because what I think I'm right in saying they can't be.
What is the law, and should cyclists, regardless of the law, should cyclists be breath tested? Because you make a good point about them going through red lights, and we see that all the time, and you very rarely see a cyclist sort of pulled over by a police officer saying, no, you just ran a red light, here's a ticket, Harry.
No, that's exactly right. And the other thing, the thing that I noticed again yesterday in a different part of the city was how they, as motorcyclists do from time to time, they swap from lanes. So you're watching in your rear vision mirror for people on your left, from the right, and all of a sudden they dive in front of you and weave through the traffic. And that, to me, is very disconcerting, and I think there's a risk. I saw a young cyclist fall off her bike at the corner of Swan and Church Street the other day, rainy day. The bike slipped and fell, and I absolutely died because the oncoming traffic couldn't see it, and I swore she was going to be hit.
Was she?
No, she wasn't, thankfully. But I tell you, I almost had a, heart seizure just watching the inevitable.
Under your new premier, motorcyclists will be allowed to lane split.
Sorry.
Filtering. They'll be allowed to, provided if they're on a freeway and the traffic stopped or moving very slowly, they'll be allowed to ride down the middle between the... That's one of their policies they dropped on us when we were down at Parliament.
Well, this is going...
You don't like that either.
Well, if the traffic stopped, I don't think it matters, but it does worry
slowly.
But when the traffic's moving, you're trying to concentrate on where you're going. We're increasingly trying to observe what's happening around us, but it's getting increasingly difficult.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Jeff.
Morning.
Morning. As a cyclist and a driver, I cycle every morning along Beach Road with potentially thousands of other cyclists, especially on the weekend. And look, it is ridiculous how some cyclists behave, and they run through red lights. We do need to be accountable as cyclists, and there are an increasing amount of police on Beach Road.
You be breath tested, Jeremy? Do you know?
Yes, I have been breath tested.
On your bike?
On my bike, not running through a red light, but outside Cafe Racer in St Kilda.
And was it a random? Was it a random breath test bus, or did they stop? They test you for a reason?
No, they were any cyclist that was riding on the footpath is illegal if you're not accompanying a minor and you're over the age of 12.
Well, yeah, but what about the breath test?
Yeah, that's
though?
Not a random test, is it? That's no. You're breaking the law, and they say they'll test you.
Yeah, so they were set up there, and they were asking cyclists to show them the the bell. You need to have a bell on your bike.
Yeah, that's
different. You need to have lights on your bike.
Jeremy, there's two points, if I can. It sounds to me that most of the time you ride as a group for exercise, et cetera, et cetera. I'm talking about cyclists who ride to and from work, major commuting, and whether they can be breathalyzed. And I'm not sure of the law, and I want the law clarified.
I'm sure they can be breath tested if they're breaking the law. So if they go through a red light, the police will say, blow in this. Yes, yes. But can they be subject to a random breath test? Stan, hello, do you know?
Oh, morning, Neil, how are you?
Okay.
Yes, you can. Look, I was one of those much-loved bike messengers for about 10 years, and I've actually lost points off my car licence for breaking the law on my push bike.
But what about breath tests?
Yes, and quite commonly we used to have a catch-up at the public bar on a Friday night, and the police, we've been breath tested probably numerous times. Me personally, about 20.
A random
20
breath test?
20 times.
Oh, look, we used to have a little race through the city on a Friday night. Not the best idea in the world. But basically, the police were aware of it.
All right, thanks, Stan. Word just coming through on the new cabinet: Daniel Andrews, Premier; James Molino, Education Minister, Deputy Premier; Gavin Jennings, who I suggested might not be Health Minister, is not Health Minister, Special Minister of State and Leader of the Government Legislative Council. He'll be in charge of controlling the wackos and fringe dwellers in the upper house.
Sorry, what's his title? Minister
Special
of State?
Special Minister of State and
Doing
Leader
what?
Of Government. Well, he'll be in charge of the wackos and fringe dwellers. You know, the sex party and everybody else.
All right. And the Premier has the right to appoint anyone he likes to any position. But Minister of State in Victoria, the last time we had a sort of person like that was under Henry Bolter, Ryler, who was the Chief Secretary. You might remember the Chief Secretary, but in those days he had everything. He had police, etc. What are the specific responsibilities that the Minister of State's going to
have? No, I don't know, but I would guess that they're leaving him time to negotiate with the ratbags in the upper house. Try and get things through. Hello, Michael. Yes, Michael.
G'day, Neil. G'day, Jeff.
Good morning.
My son is currently about to go for his licence. In his rule book, learner's book, it says vehicles are the following: bicycle, horse and cart, and motor vehicle.
Yes.
And you are subject to 0.05 breath testing as well.
But
you're a user of the road.
Okay. That doesn't refer specifically to random breath tests.
Have you ever... All right, well, thank you. If that's correct, I'd love a policeman to just confirm it. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I've never seen a cyclist randomly... When I'm lining up there to be tested...
You see them often, the breath test stations.
Yes, but I've never seen a cyclist. And I'm not saying you're wrong.
There's one down on Lakeside Drive.
Well, they're all over
Park
the place.
That's there all the time. Yeah. They put it in the chicane where the Formula One track is.
Well, the one around...
You never see a bike there. The MCG, there's a lot of bikes go past.
The one at the MCG yesterday was right outside the MCG in Brunton Avenue, just as you're going out of the city. So, 9 a.m. in the morning.
Off air, a police officer tells us you can be booked by police if you're drunk and riding a bike or a horse.
Yes.
Or a horse and cart.
Yes.
Summary offence. If you're driving a golf cart on a golf course drunk, you can get DUI, but not on a highway.
Righto, but what?
I don't know why.
Can you be breathalyzed? That's different from being
random
breathalyzed.
Random breath test. You're quite right. Phil, hello, Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, Phil.
Hello. Yeah, you can. One of my mates got booked for riding a horse.
Got riding a horse?
Drunk.
Yeah.
What was his
reading?
That's
all right.
Hey?
What was his reading?
Oh, he was pretty well over.
Was it he or the horse that was drunk?
No, just him. Yeah, he only had to ride a kilometre, but he got booked on the way home.